Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Grey skies with isolated thundershowers today. Pretoria will peak at 31 degrees, Johannesburg 29, eMalahleni 27, Rustenburg and Sanine 33.
In central Johannesburg, there's been a collision on the M2 westbound at the Crown interchange. That, of course, is causing queuing traffic.
The clock is ticking for prepaid electricity customers to update their meters and meet the deadline, which is fast approaching. Eskom announced that meters using Keep Provision Number 1 will stop accepting tokens after Sunday. We'll have more on the story in our next bulletin. Gauteng Finance and Economic Development MEC Lebohang Maile has called on the police to enforce the law in the wake of widespread suspected food poisoning incidents in the province. This follows the death of yet another child in Diepkloof, Soweto yesterday. And we end off in Russia, where airstrikes have killed at least two people over the last few days. Ukraine has fired US and UK supplied missiles at Russia, escalating already sky-high tensions in the nearly three-year-long conflict. I'm Chanel Septem, and I'll be back with these and other stories at 8.
The sport is brought to you by Rage 2024. Get your tickets on Howler today. Get ready for the ultimate gaming experience, because Rage 2024 will be at NASREC from the 29th of November to the 1st of December. The coolest brands such as Monster Energy, BMW, Xiaomi, Pick and Pay ASAP, PC Builder and Mamelodi Sundowns will be there, with Metal State bringing you even more epic gaming actions and excitement. Save the date for a weekend packed with everything you love about gaming, featuring Doritos, Land Cups, Paramount content and exciting wild space and number one boost comps. Get your tickets on Howler today for Rage 2024 at NASREC. Well, it's on to week four of the Autumn Nations series, and for us, the focus will be the Principality Stadium in Cardiff, box locking horns with the Dragons. The pressure has intensified on Wales coach Warren Gatland after the 11th straight defeat, going down 52-22 Australia. Kickoff tomorrow is at 20 past seven. England also in a bad spot, having lost five consecutive matches. They'll be up against their former coach Eddie Jones when they take on Japan at Twickenham. The Wallabies' resurgence under Joe Schmidt continues, and they'll want to get one over a very good Scotland side. France takes on Argentina, and they'll be flying high, the French, after claiming a third straight win over New Zealand last weekend. Elsewhere, the Irish welcome Fiji, and Italy face New Zealand. The Bulls' Daisies have signed Springbok outside back Tuma Kawe on an initial two-year deal. She made her women's Premier Division debut back in 2018, has represented Border, Western Province and Borland. She's got 11 international caps and joins her twin sister Tumisa at the home of champions. And Pep Guardiola has extended his contract as Manchester City manager for a further two seasons. The 53-year-old Spaniard would have been out of contract on the 1st of July next year, but has now agreed a new two-year deal. The extension to extend to stay at the Etihad is a boost to City as they wait to discover if they'll be punished after being charged with 115 alleged breaches of Premier League rules. And these charges have been denied completely by the club. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jack of Sport.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
Take my breath.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed the car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home.